The government's offer of state bonds, enabling citizens to invest in the national debt, has proved hugely successful. After registering orders for more than 16.5 billion crowns, way over the set 10 billion crown target, the finance ministry terminated all registrations on Friday, 3 weeks ahead of the scheduled date. Although public interest surpassed all expectations, critics say it was a costly and unnecessary transaction. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
The pilot emission includes three bond types: 1 year discount savings state bonds, 5 year savings coupon state bonds, and 5 year reinvestment savings bonds. All three bond types have a nominal value of just 1 crown, with the minimal investment being 1,000 crowns. The 1 year savings bonds have a fixed 2% interest rate. Sold in batches of 1,000, the client pays 980 crowns and will receive 1,000 upon maturity. Both 5 year bonds have an incremental rate of interest rising each year the bonds are held, from 0.85% in the first year to 6% in the fifth year. Moreover, due to the nominal price of 1 crown, tax will be negligible. In addition to being a safe investment, they are without doubt more profitable than any other comparable investment on the market. The emission was offered to individuals of any nationality and Czech and foreign non-profit organizations. The interest it generated surpassed all expectations. After a spate of orders from bigger investors, small savers jumped on the bandwagon as well, registering orders to the tune of 16.5 billion crowns. Only 2% of orders were from NGOs. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek says the government's aim was to promote a trend of fiscal responsibility and encourage a significant portion of Czech households to put part of their life savings in state bonds.
One of our main aims was to give small savers, people who count every crown and can ill afford to part with it, the chance to safely invest some money in the country's debt and make a healthy profit.
While Mr. Kalousek can congratulate himself on proving the skeptics wrong, financiers say he paid too high a price. David Marek from Patria Finance says that in order to secure interest in its first emission, the government overbid, and every additional order made will cost taxpayers more money in the long run.
It's attractive for people, but it's big mistake for government, because if we take into account that the government can issue, for example, 10 billion crowns, the net loss of such a transaction would be more than 100 billion crowns compared to using usual bonds issuance. Clearly, the higher demand, the higher the loss of the government. So for next tranche, I would expect that the government should change conditions of bonds offered to retail segments, so not to make such losses in the future.
While some economists see some benefits of the pricey bond emission in revenue diversification, former finance minister and the Raiffeisen Bank's chief economist Pavel Medlik says the benefits to the country's public finances are questionable.
I'm not sure whether it really helps to the public finances now, because the Czech bond market is very liquid. All regular auctions on the primary market of government bonds are oversubscribed, something like twice or more. The government also plans to come with another tranche of euro bonds before Christmas, and the earlier tranches were sold very well, so with much better pricing. So definitely the rationale on the side of the government is questionable even now. From economic point of view, it doesn't make sense.
Economist Pavel Metlík ending that report, and Daniela Lazarová stays with me in the studio for this week's business news.